I'm Nancy Martland. I live in Sugar Hill, New Hampshire. Many of you know that I work closely with Dolly McFall, but I promise you we did not plan our testimony together. Good evening to Mr. Mills and Mr. Wagner. I'm very pleased to have this chance to look you in the eye and speak to you face to face about what concerns me regarding Northern Pass. My comments do focus on the permitting process. This project involves real people who will suffer real damage. It is not just a line on a map leading from impoundment dams in Quebec to dollar signs in Connecticut. Take a good look at us. We are the ones you will injure through a faulty process. We deserve the most rigorous, above-board scrutiny possible. No excuses. This is a matter of the public trust. Mr. Mills, I am sorry to say much of the public has little, if any, confidence in the permitting process. The United States government owes New Hampshire a scrupulously open, fair, and exacting process, not a rubber stamp affair controlled by the applicant. I have not observed those qualities to date. What I have seen looks more like an inside game. Here are some of the things that shake our confidence. Allowing this permitting process to go forward when the application was suspended and right now when it is incomplete. Appearing to fast-track these hearings with the minimum possible abbreviated public notice period. Apparently ignoring the objections of our entire federal legislative delegation to facets of this process. Allowing portions of the permitting process to go forward behind closed doors that shut out the public but not Northern Pass representatives, such as the ongoing Section 106 process. The impression of interlock between applicant and permitting agency. At least one high-level Northern Pass employee whose job is to further this application is a former high-level DOE employee. And finally, allowing DOE contractors on our land without our permission or even advance notice of their presence. These are the kinds of things that erode the public trust. As a speaker noted last night in Plymouth, this is tragic. I call upon you to do better moving forward. Mr. Wagner, there is no overriding public benefit to this project. Nothing about this project justifies the assault on the cherished White Mountain National Forest landscape that so many have worked so hard to acquire, protect, and care for. I urge you in the strongest possible terms to take your duty as steward of this forest seriously. Thank you very much.